First chapter 14, Mishnah 7. Ein bahin posach tefach. If they do not have a tefach opening, meaning we're still doing the cases where you've got one ledge above the other ledge. Now he's saying if each of these little protrusions, we call them, were not a tefach thick that were going on the wall of the house, so then bain sheish banayim posach tefach, bain sheein banayim posach tefach, makes no difference if there's a tefach space between them. Tuma tachtan, if there's tuma underneath the lower one, Bainahim, or in between the two of them, or al gabayhin, or on top of the top one. In all of these cases, tuma boikas for ola boikas for yoredis. The tuma breaks through and goes down, and breaks through and goes up. But it's not transmitted around, and the reason being that they don't have the width of a tefach. These ledges don't have a width of a tefach. And then he says, v'chein shtei yiriyosh shein gevos min ha'aretz posach tefach. The same halachas apply that we've been learning in the last three or four mishnas apply to two lengths of fabric that are a tefach above the ground, and you've got two fabrics, one on top of the other. The same halachas would apply.